What about the issue if you are going to use an anthracycline as to whether or not there's a difference between docetaxel or paclitaxel? Dennis Slamon claims that there's a little bit less cardiac toxicity if you use docetaxel through indirect comparisons. Do you buy into that?
Not really. I think that some of the definitions of heart failure are different in the studies, but I'm not sure there really is a difference. And if you look at the 1199 data, I think you could use either one. You can use a weekly paclitaxel or the Q3 week docetaxel in the adjuvant setting, and either one is fine. So I think either one is okay. And we don't really have other data on the AC docetaxel age, so we'll just leave it there.
What are your thoughts about adjuvant trastuzumab in the patient with node-negative disease? There's a lot of debate about the issue of the patient with a tumor or a centimeter or less. What are your thoughts about it?
That's a very difficult area because there are so few patients that have been treated that are less than a centimeter. On the adjuvant trials, the only trial that allowed those patients was the BCIRG trial, and there are probably only about 50 patients randomized, something like that. So there's really no data in this group of patients. The way I look at it is if they have a tumor less than a centimeter and their tumor's HER2 positive, I will talk to the patient about adjuvant Herceptin. Now, if it's 2 millimeters or 1 millimeter or just a microscopic microinvasion, I usually will discourage the patient. I don't have any hard set rules on it, but if everything looks bad, if it's 5 millimeters, grade 3, HER2 positive, ERPR negative, I will more strongly recommend Herceptin in that patient.
Are there situations where you would consider adjuvant trastuzumab without chemotherapy? And of course, the situation that's been considered is the patient, ER positive, older patient who might not do well on chemo.
Well, you kind of answered that question. I think that would be the only kind of patient that I would consider it, but I personally feel that there's synergy between the chemotherapy and the Herceptin, so I would go with what the studies have shown using with chemotherapy, so that's my first choice. If you really have someone who has a lot of morbidity and you really think cannot tolerate any chemotherapy, then I would consider it. But if you look at the tandem trial, those patients who got the AI that had HER2 positive tumors, ER positive, had a terrible disease-free survival. I mean,
that was a metastatic disease.
Yeah, they are not disease-free. Time to progression. Time to progression was really short. And you would expect a patient that had ER positive disease to have a longer time to progression. Well, they didn't. So I think they've got a poor prognosis anyway. And that study really made me think maybe, you know, I shouldn't be so sanguine in the metastatic patients that have HER2 positive disease. I haven't been treating them initially with Herceptin. I've been using hormonal therapy and waiting and hoping to get some mileage out of that. But if you actually look at that data, it really indicates we need to rethink that.